Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Holidays on the way. The stress is building. I'm sure you can tell on the freeways. The mass consciousness you can almost determine around holiday time on the freeway by people drive. Think about it. Stress and coronary artery disease, stress and heart attacks. Can you do this? Can you pass this test, this simple test? Today we're going to get into cardiac profiling, the tests that your doctor really should order. But before that, I'm going to ask you, can you pass this simple test? Under stress, can you take a deep breath and dilate your arteries? Well, how would you know if you could do that? That's a question I'm going to ask the audience at the end of the show. Each year, 50% of all your heart attacks have nothing to do with high cholesterol, has nothing to do with plaque, nothing whatsoever. Each year, 50% of all the heart attacks we get on autopsy, when we do the autopsy, many of those heart attacks have absolutely no plaque. There was no high cholesterol. There were no markers. People just went into vasospasms and died. It's called sudden cardiac stress. Anybody can have sudden cardiac stress if they're stressed enough, and what? They can't take a deep breath and relax totally. Get to my website, straighttalk.cc. Look at the show we did on the power of breath. You want to add something to your yearly annual physical exam? Add this. How much better or more patent or more connected to your breath are you this year than you were that year? Has your diaphragm opened? These are new terminologies. These are different words. These are realities that are realities. They're medical realities, but we don't live with them each day. Well, I'm going to do a show today on cholesterol because, frankly, as a doctor, I'm sick of hearing questions about it. We need to put this to rest. One out of every five people come in to doctors all over the country with this concern about cholesterol. I still can't believe this is occurring. We've got to do something about it. And the solution's just education. Take 60 minutes, listen to this show, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. You know the drill. And understand why you should relax behind the word high cholesterol. First of all, as always, you've got to get educated. What is cholesterol? What is cholesterol? Cholesterol is a substance. It's a fat. We call it a lipid. It's one of the three lipids. We have our triglycerides. We have cholesterol. And then we also have phospholipids, phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylethanolamine, so on and so forth. These phospholipids, okay, are part of the structure of the cell membrane, just like cholesterol is part of the cell membrane. If you look at the website, straighttalk.cc, if you're new to the show, get on the radio literature section and take a look at the pictures. Picture number two, picture number three. They're pictures of the cell membrane. Say picture number two. Look at the yellow in picture number two. If you're driving and you can't do this, please don't have an accident. Just listen to how I describe it. The membrane of the cell, the skin of the grape, in the picture has these little yellow dots in it. Those yellow dots are cholesterol. You need cholesterol. Cholesterol is your friend. The liver produces about 80 to 85% of your cholesterol. That's right. You've got a natural system whereby you can actually make your own cholesterol. And that's really what determines your cholesterol levels. Your ability to make it, and then your ability to excrete it. Guess what? The body hasn't figured out a precise way to regulate it. More than anything, what you have to understand about the cholesterol scare, and do we have a cholesterol scare? Well, we're going to get educated today and understand exactly why we have a cholesterol scare. But first, understand this. As you can see from picture number two, picture number three on the website, your body needs cholesterol. Why? Because it's in your cell membranes. There's the pictures. There's the proofs. Every one of your hormones, every hormone you make, from your adrenaline to your cortisol, to your estrogen, to your estradiol, to your estriol, to your estradiol, to your aldosterone, to your testosterone, to your dihydroepiandrosterone, to your pregnenolone, to your, and so on and so forth. Every one of your hormones has a cholesterol base. So how is it? Now you got to use your common sense. Remember, common sense is greater than science. Trust that. Take that to the bank. So how does the fact that the body makes 75 to 85% of your cholesterol. Now, that's a medical fact. That is a scientific fact. That is not arguable. Your own body makes about 75 to 85% of your own cholesterol. And from what? The 1950s on, all we've ever heard is your cholesterol's high. That is the single most bankable marker for plaque, fatty plaque development, and ultimately heart disease, which means heart attacks, which means strokes, which means quadruple bypass surgeries, and all the ramifications of such events. Does that add up to you? Well, then what are you taking a statin drug for? Then what are you worried about? Well, I like to present two sides to the picture. I always do. I am in awe of what modern Western medicine has done. I love medical doctors, I love what they do. I even love drugs when drugs are worthwhile. What I can't stand are two things. One, holistic practitioners who don't get it straight and go into some delusion about reality. And the other thing I don't like is medical doctors, allopathy, that doesn't see, that doesn't work outside the box when it's evident they've got to change their paradigm. Cardiology is going to change its perception of reality over the next 20 years. You are going to see this cholesterol situation get straightened out. It's just a matter of time. So any medical doctor listening to this show, understand you're on the right side of the fence. All you got to do is open your mind to understanding how you should be giving the cardiac profile. And my listeners, my regular listeners, my new listeners, make your cardiologists give you the tests I'm going to discuss today. Because it's going to happen anyway in 20 to 30 years. But that's really too late, isn't it? For most of you, if you're 45 or 50 or 60 years old, you cannot wait 30 years to find out just how much plaque you have in your carotid arteries, your femoral arteries, and most of all, your coronary arteries. So are we going to sit back and buy this baloney about cholesterol? Yes and no. First of all, 75 to 85% of it is made in your liver by your hepatocytes. This is why the statin drugs are dangerous. They deplete your CoQ10, but more than that, they start knocking your cholesterol. They start knocking your cholesterol that your body is in sync with. Who's to say that intermittently, based upon, okay, the fact that you're using more sex hormone, you're 60 years old, you have a new girlfriend, and you're out there doing your thing, and you're going to need more hormones, so you're going to need more cholesterol. Who's to say that when you start working out, you don't need more cholesterol? Who's to say that there aren't hundreds of variables that will determine intermittently how much cholesterol your body needs to be making? Body's figured out this system, this sophisticated, very refined, precise system. And you take a statin drug and all of a sudden, when you need that great surge because you're regenerating, because you're recovering from illness, these norms for cholesterol are very, very variable. Just read biochemical individuality. one of the great books of the century, stating that norms change so much. The norm for cholesterol 20 years ago was 250. Now it's 200. Don't tell me that we've got that figured out. So right on, right at first base, what we've got to come to terms with is we don't really know how much cholesterol in any given day or week or month your body's supposed to be making, your liver's supposed to be making. Right there, it's bad. But then again, it's good if you don't get educated, and I'll give you the other side in a minute. So, number one, you need cholesterol for your hormones. You need cholesterol because it's a critical part of your cell membrane. That means all gazillion cells in your body. There's number one. Now, good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. What's that about? LDLs, HDLs. Look at picture number one there on the website. If you can't get to it, let me just tell you that the cholesterol molecule is insoluble in the blood. It's insoluble. Since it's a fat, right, it's insoluble in water. The blood is primarily water. So if cholesterol was just in your blood, if the liver made it, spit it out, and it just floated around in your blood, it wouldn't move. It would precipitate out of solution like a big ball of plaque. And the body couldn't use it. The blood really couldn't move it. The cell couldn't take it. All the things that cholesterol is supposed to do, cholesterol could not do as a fat by itself, insoluble in the blood. Great. You got that. Perfect. So what the body does is it makes what we call a lipoprotein. LDL is a low-density lipoprotein. HDL is a high-density lipoprotein. VDLD is a very low density lipoprotein. IDL is an intermediate density lipoprotein. Some of you guys who think you've got the cardiac edge, you get the VDLD tested and you get the IDL tested. And it's just, it's not really what it's about. But I want you to understand today in the listening audience the difference between LDL and HDL. LDL is a low-density lipoprotein. That means the cholesterol that's part of that low-density lipoprotein is attached to another molecule called a lipoprotein made in the liver. They're all made in the liver. Mr. Liver. Blood stasis, Mr. Liver. Plugged biliary ducts, Mr. Liver. Oxidative stress to the organ, Mr. Liver. How stressed is the liver, Mr. Liver. Is the total sum of all the things the liver is doing creating a burden for the liver, and therefore it judiciously falls short? It prioritizes the 1,600 functions per day, per second? Think about it. At any rate, Mr. Liver makes your cholesterol. Mr. Liver makes your lipoprotein. That LDL, low-density lipoprotein, what that means is the cholesterol molecule is attached to a lipoprotein so it can move in the blood. So now it can navigate its way. There's the fatty part of the lipoprotein, which loves that cholesterol, and then there's the hydrophilic part, the watery part of that protein, of the lipoprotein, that allows the cholesterol ball to navigate its way through your blood to get into your cell. So cholesterol needs a friend. It's called the lipoprotein. A low-density lipoprotein is a cholesterol ball or a molecule that's 80% cholesterol and just a little bit protein. 80% cholesterol, just a little bit of protein. That's like a big, fat glob of lipid, of cholesterol, being navigated by a little tugboat of protein. That's the bad cholesterol. That's the cholesterol. Well, it's not really bad, is it? That's the cholesterol that your cell membrane wants. That's the cholesterol that your testicles and ovaries want to make their hormones. That's the cholesterol that your adrenal cortex wants to make its aldosterone, to make its cortisol, to make its adrenaline. LDL is the cholesterol carried by that little tugboat of protein that your body needs. Now.